Ladies and gentlemen, I want to share with you some bad news for good people and some good news for bad people. This is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, reminding you of what the Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Now, some bad news for good people. Jesus said, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. You may be surprised to learn that the Bible contains much bad news for people who would consider themselves to be good. The following verses are examples of this. Isaiah 64:6 says, we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. Romans chapter 3 verses 10 and 11 says, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God. Hebrews 4:13 says, all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Titus 3:5 says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. Romans 3:20 says, therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his, that is, God's sight. Acts 17:30 says, God now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Luke 13:3 says, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Now, some good news for bad people. Romans chapter 5 verse 6 in the Holy Bible says, Christ died for the ungodly. You may be equally surprised to know that there are other scriptures which show that there is much good news for bad people. Here are a few more. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 15 says, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Romans 5:8 says, God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Luke 19:10 says, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Acts 16:31 says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shalt be saved. Romans 10:13 says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 5:1 says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Perhaps you are one of those people who is trying to be good enough to get into heaven or to merit heaven when you die. You may be seeking to do the best you can or live by the golden rule. These things are all well in their place, but we must tell you plainly that the Bible has nothing but bad news for you. Heaven cannot be gained for you that way. For all have sinned and are under condemnation and must have someone to save and justify them. Someone to take their place. Sinners are unable to save or even help to save themselves. That includes you, dear friend. But if, on the other hand, you know that you are guilty before God and lost and without a doubt going to hell, then the Bible surely holds good news for you, dear friend. Christ Jesus died for you on Calvary's cross and rose again that you might be saved. And he offers a pardon for all your sins. If you will just, as you are, look by faith to him, you can know the forgiveness of your sins. If you will, just as you are, look by faith to him, you can know the forgiveness of your sins and have the assurance of eternal life. For Jesus Christ said, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. So, dear friend of mine, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou, you, shalt be saved. Believe that he died for your sins. He suffered, he bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again. And pray and ask him to save you. For the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray with me right now. Repeat after me. And mean it from your heart, phrase by phrase. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins, as I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose again as the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my evil ways. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen.